Sam Nicholson from Lansdowne and Andrew Smith from Bulahdelah will fly to New Zealand within the fortnight to spend the year. They had the choice of studying a postgraduate in agriculture commerce at Massey or Lincoln University. Both chose Massey. Dairy Australia's Mid-North Coast Extension Coordinator Joshua Hack says it's great news for the region.
I think it shows that we are very supportive of young people. We have the YDN network, so the Young Dairy Network here as well. And also, you know, having young people on dairy farms is very important because we need the youth of tomorrow to be coming through and helping develop and improve and take the industry further.
22-year-old Sam Nicholson grew up and is currently working on the family dairy farm in the Menning Valley.
I see a big future within the industry. Yeah, I want to be a part of it, and no better opportunity than to get a foot in the door than to go to New Zealand for a year. They're ahead of us, so it'd be good to compare. And yeah, and just my passion for the industry made me apply.
And so what sort of studying will you be doing?
I'll be specialising in the dairy industry, from all aspects of farm management to exporting, marketing and people skills.
And will you be bringing that newfound knowledge back to the local farm, or are you hoping to get a job elsewhere in the dairy industry?
I hope to, you know, bring that experience back to Australia and start a career within the dairy industry, whether it's on farm or off farm, and then eventually in the long term hope to go back to the farm and take what I've learnt and put it into practice.
As a young dairy farmer, what do you find are the challenges facing yourself, the next generation?
As a dairy farmer myself, I think every farmer has the same issue with, and that's technology, I think. You know, there's new technologies coming out every week, every day. And so just keeping farmers aware of these and new technologies, of how to use them, and just, yeah, advertising them, because we're going to need it to increase productivity. These technologies are going to be useful to farmers. So just to promote that technology innovation within the dairy industry is something I'd be looking to get into.
Sam Nicholson. And now to Andrew Smith, who has spent the last 3 years studying a Bachelor of Veterinary Science at Charles Sturt University and who's now deferred his degree for the year. The 20-year-old grew up on the family farm at Bulahdelah in the Great Lakes.
Whenever I get the opportunity, I come home and pretty heavily involved there, but I'm also interested externally, becoming more involved at an industry level, I guess it's my hope that in the long term I'll be able to maintain an off-farm interest, whether that be in politics or consultancy or something like that.
And well, tell me about the family farm.
Yeah, sure. We have a mixed dairy-beef operation at Bulahdelah. We farm on about 1,800 acres there. At the moment, we're milking 200 cows year-round, a typical Kokuya-based coastal dairy system. And that's a family farm. My father's been there close to 35 years now. And we employ two part-time staff, and I guess we're in a stage now where we're transitioning and trying to push forward and become a little more progressive in the way that we do things, and so that's really exciting for me to be able to be involved, I guess, collaborating with my father, and that's great. That's something that I really enjoy.
Are you feeling pretty excited? It's a wonderful opportunity that you've been given.
I'm really looking forward to it. There's a number of things I'm looking forward to. Obviously, it's a great opportunity, and Massey's got a very good reputation in dairy education. But at the same time, making the most of the opportunity whilst I'm in New Zealand. They're obviously highly regarded for their dairy production, and I think that it's a great opportunity to get around and see some farms, particularly the progressive farmers,